ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय. This is part one of Bhagavatam Mahatmyam. Dharma Projita Kaitavotra Padamo Nirmatsaranang Satang Vedyam Vastavam Atra Vastu Shivadam Tapatrayon Mulinam Srimad Bhagavate Mahamunikrite King Va Parayar Ishwaraha Sadyo Hridi Avarudyate Tra Kritivi Shushushuvis Tat Kshanat. Completely rejecting all religious activities which are materially motivated, this Bhagavat Purana propounds the highest truth, which is understandable by those devotees who are fully pure in heart. The highest truth is reality distinguished from illusion for the welfare of all, and such truth uproots the threefold miseries. This beautiful Bhagavatam, compiled in its maturity by the great sage Vyasadeva, is sufficient in itself for God realization. What is the need of any other scripture? And by this culture of knowledge, the Supreme Lord is established within one's heart. As soon as one attentively and submissively hears the message of Bhagavatam. Nigama kalpataror galitang phalang shuka mukad amrita drava sangyutam pibita bhagavatam rasam alayam muhur aho rasika bhuvi bhavuka. O expert and thoughtful human beings, relish Srimad Bhagavatam, the mature fruit of the desire tree of Vedic literatures. It emanated from the lips of Sri Shukadeva Goswami. Therefore, this fruit has become even more tasteful, although its nectarian juice was already relishable for all, including liberated souls. Narayanang namaskritya narang chaiva narottamam deving sarasvating vyasam tato jayam udirayet. Before reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, one should offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead, Narayana, unto Nara Narayana Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Sarasvati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, its author. Nashtaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityang Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhakti Bhavati Naishtaki. By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Sammitam Uttama Shloka Charitam Chakara Bhagavan Rishi Nisreyasaya Lokasya Dhanyang Swasti Ayanang Mahat. Srimad Bhagavatam is the literary incarnation of God, and it is compiled by Srila Vyasadeva, the incarnation of God. Bhagavatam is meant for the ultimate good of all people, and it is all successful, all blissful, and all perfect. tad idam grahayam asa sutam atmavatam varam sarva vede tihasanam sarang sarang samudritam. After extracting the cream of all Vedic literatures and histories of the universe, Sri Vyasadev delivered Bhagavatam to his son Shukadev, who is the most respected among the self-realized. Satu Sangshravayam Asa Maharajang Parikshitam Prayo Pravishtang Gangayang Paritang Paramarshabhi. The son of Vyasadev, Shukadeva Goswami, in his turn, delivered Bhagavatam to the great emperor Parikshit, who sat, surrounded by sages, on the bank of the Ganga, awaiting death, while taking no food or drink. Krishne Swa Damo Bhagate Dharma Jnanad Bhi Saha Kalau Nashta Drsham Esha Pararnarko Dunodita. This Bhagavat Purana is as brilliant as the sun, and it has arisen just after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own original abode, accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc. Persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance in this age of Kali shall get light from this Purana. Tatra kirtayato vipra riprasher guri tejasa ahang chadyagamang tatra nivishtastad anugrahat sohang va travayishyami yathadhitam yathamati. O learned Brahmanas, when Shukadeva Goswami recited Bhagavatam in the presence of Emperor Parikshit, I heard him with rapt attention, and thus, by his mercy, I learned the Bhagavatam from that great and powerful sage. So now I shall try to make you hear the very same thing as I have learned it from Shukadev and as I have realized it personally. Sutta Sutta Mahabhaga Vadano Vadatang Vara Kathang Bhagavating Punyang Yadaha Bhagavan Chuka. Shaunaka Muni said, O Sutta Goswami, you are the most fortunate and respected of all those who can speak and recite. So please relate the pious message of Srimad Bhagavatam, which was spoken by the great and powerful sage Shukadev Goswami. Kathang va pandave yasya rajarsher munina saha sangvada samabhut tata yatraisha satvati sruti. How did it so happen that King Parikshit met the great sage Shukadev, thus making it possible for this great transcendental essence of the Vedas, known as Bhagavatam, to be sung by Shukadev to Emperor Parikshit? Anartho pashamang sakshad bhakti yogam adhokshaje lokasya janato vidvansh chakre satvata sanghitam. The material miseries of the living entity, which are actually superfluous to him or her, can be directly mitigated by the linking process of bhakti yoga, devotional service. But the mass of people do not know this, and therefore the learned Vyasadeva compiled this Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, which is in relation to the supreme truth. Yasyang vai Shuyamanayang Krishne Parama Purushe Bhaktir Utpadyate Pungsa Shoka Moha Bhayapaha. Simply by giving oral reception to this Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, the feeling for loving devotional service to Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, sprouts up at once to extinguish the fire of lamentation, illusion, and fearfulness. Sa Sanghitang Bhagavatim Kritva Nukramya Chatmajam Shukam Adyapayam Asa Nivritti Niratang Muni. The great sage Vyasadeva, after compiling Srimad Bhagavatam and then revising it, taught Bhagavatam to his own son, Srila Shukadeva Goswami, who was already engaged in self-realization. Harer Gunakshipta Matir Bhagavan Badarayani Ajagan Mahad Akhyanam Nityang Vishnu Janapriya. Shukadeva Goswami, son of Srila Vyasadeva, was not only transcendentally powerful, Shukadev was also very dear to the devotees of the Lord. Thus, Shukadev underwent the study of this great narration known as Srimad Bhagavatam. Idang Bhagavatang Nama Puranang Brahma Sammitam Adhitavan Dvaparadau Pitur Dvaipayanad Aham. At the end of Dwarapa Yuga, Shukadeva Goswami studied this great supplement of Vedic literature named Srimad Bhagavatam, which is equal to all the Vedas, from his father, Srila Dvaipayana Vyasadeva. Tad ahamte vidasyami Mahapaurushiko Bhavan Yasya Sradhatam Ashu Sian Mukunde Mati Sate. And so, that very Srimad Bhagavatam, I shall recite before you, O Parikshit Maharaj, because you are the most sincere devotee of Lord Krishna, one who gives full attention and respect to hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, achieves unflinching faith in Mukunda, who is the Supreme Lord, the giver of salvation. Idang Bhagavatang Nama Yanme Bhagavato Ditam Sangraho Yang Vibhuti Nam Twam Etad Vipuli Kuru. O Narada, this science of God, known as Srimad Bhagavatam, was spoken to me, your father, in summary by the personality of Godhead, and it was spoken as the accumulation of Krishna's diverse potencies. Now, please expand this science yourself. Katha Yasva Mahabhaga Yathaham Akhilatmani Krishne Niveshya Nisangam Manaschakshe Kalevaram. O greatly fortunate Shukadeva Goswami, please continue narrating Srimad Bhagavatam so that I, Maharaj Parikshit, can place my mind upon the Supreme Soul, Lord Krishna, and, being completely freed from material qualities, thus relinquish this body. Srinvata sradaya nityam grinatascha svacheshtatam kalena nati dirgena bhagavan vishate hridi. Persons who hear Srimad Bhagavatam regularly and who are always taking the matter very seriously will have the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, manifested in their hearts within a short time. Pravishtakarna Randrena Swanan Bhava Sarohuham Dhunoti Shamalang Krishna Salilasya Yatha Sharat. The sound incarnation of Lord Krishna, the Supreme Soul, in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam, enters into the heart of a self-realized devotee, sits on the lotus flower of his or her loving relationship, and thus cleanses the dust of material association, such as lust, anger, and hankering. It thus acts like autumnal rains upon pools of muddy water. Praha Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Sammitam Brahmane Bhagavat Proktam Brahma Kalpa Upagate. Shukadeva Goswami began replying to the inquiries of Maharaj Parikshit, saying that the science of the personality of Godhead was first spoken by the Lord Himself to Brahmaji when he was first born. Srimad Bhagavatam is the supplementary Vedic literature, and it is just in pursuance of the Vedas. Tasma idam Bhagavatam Puranam Dasha Lakshanam Proktam Bhagavata Praha Prita Putraya Bhutakrit. Thereupon, the supplementary Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, which was described by the personality of Godhead, and which contains 10 characteristics, was told with satisfaction by the father, Brahmaji, to his son, Narada. Narada Praha Munaye Sarasvatyas Tate Nripa Dhyayate Brahma Paramang Vyasayatmita Tejase. And in succession, O King Parikshit, the great sage Narada instructed Srimad Bhagavatam unto the unlimitedly powerful Vyasadeva, who then meditated in devotional service upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth, on the bank of the river Sarasvati. Atra sargo visargascha stanam poshanam utayaha manvantareshanu katha nirodho muktir ashrayaha. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there are 10 divisions of statements regarding the following. 1. The creation of the ingredients of the cosmos. 2. Sub-creation or the creations of Lord Brahma. Number 3. The maintenance of the planetary systems. Number 4. Protection by the Lord or special favor given to the faithful. Number 5. The creative impetus or impetus for activity. Number 6. The change of manus or prescribed duties for law-abiding men. Number 7. The science of God or description of incarnations of the Lord. Number 8. Returning home back to Godhead or the winding up of the creation. Number 9. Liberation from gross and subtle material existence. And number 10, the summum bonum, the ultimate shelter, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Dashamasya vishuddhi artham navanam iha lakshanam varnayanti mahaatmanah shrutain arthena chanjasa. To isolate the transcendence of the summum bonum, the symptoms of the rest are described sometimes by Vedic inference, sometimes by direct explanation, and sometimes by summary explanations given by the great sages. Bhuta Matrendriya Dhyan Janmasarga Udakrita Brahmano Guna Vaishamyad Visarga Paurusha Smrita. The elementary creation of 16 items of matter, namely the 5 gross elements, earth, water, fire, air, and sky, the 5 objects of the senses, sound, form, taste, smell, and touch, and the 5 knowledge-acquiring senses, the eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and skin, and lastly, the mind, all of these are known as sarga, whereas subsequent resultant interaction of the modes of material nature is called visarga. Stitir Vaikuntha Vijaya Poshanam Tad Anugraha Manvantarani Sad Dharma Utaya Karma Vasana. The right situation for the living entity is simply to obey the laws of God and thus be in perfect peace of mind under the protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Manus and their laws are meant to give right direction in life, and the impetus for activity is the desire for fruitive work. Avatara Anucharitam Hare Cha Asya Anuvartinam Pumsam Isha Katha Prokta Nana Akhyana Upabrimita. The science of God describes the incarnations of the Personality of Godhead as well as His different activities together with the activities of His great devotees. Nirodha asya anushayanam atmana saha shaktibhi mukti hitva anyata rupam Swarupena Vyavasthitihi. The merging of the living entity along with his or her conditional living tendency with the mystic lying down of Mahavishnu is called the winding up of the cosmic manifestation. Liberation is the permanent situation of the form of the living entity after he or she gives up the changeable, gross, and subtle material bodies. Abhasa cha nirodha cha yatak asti adyavasiyate sa ashraya parang brahma paramatma iti shabdyate. The Supreme One, who is celebrated as the Supreme Being or the Supreme Soul, is the supreme source of the cosmic manifestation as well as its reservoir and winding up. Thus, Krishna is the supreme fountainhead, the absolute truth. Ya adyatmika ayam purusha sa asau eva adidaivaka ya tatra ubhaya vicheda purusha hi Adibhautika. The individual person possessing different instruments of senses is called adhyatmika, and the individual controlling deity of the senses is called adidaivaka, while the embodiment seen on the eyeballs is called adibhautika. Ekam ekatara abhave Yada na upalabhamahe Tritayam tatra ya veda Sa atma swa ashraya ashrayaha. All of the above mentioned stages of different living entities are interdependent, for in the absence of one, another is not understood. But the Supreme Being, who sees every one of them, as he is the shelter of the shelter, is independent of all. And therefore, Krishna is the supreme shelter. Recorded July 21, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha Radha Krishna Seva Pavo Teyavi Lashi Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha Yeto Mara Sharana Loy Taravancha Purna Hoy Kripa Kori Kodotare Vrindavana Vasi Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha Radha Krishna Seva Pavo E Abhilashi Mora E Abhilash Vilas Kunje Yovas Nayane Devi Vosada Yugala Rupa Rashi Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha Radha Krishna Seva Pavo E Abhilashi Nivedana Dhara Shakira Anugata Kodo Seva Adhikara Diye Kodo Nijasasi Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha Radha Krishna Seva Pavo E Abhilashi Dina Krishna Dase Koi E Jaina Bora Heart Shri Radha Govinda Preme Shadayena Ashi Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha Radha Krishna Seva Pabo E Abhilashi Radha Krishna Seva Pavo E Abhilashi Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha Bol Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda 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 Jaya Jaya Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Hari Haraye Namaha Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Srimadusudana Hari Haraye Namaha Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Srimadhusudana Hari Haraye Namaha Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Srimadusudana Gopala Govinda Rama Srimadusudana Hari Haraye Namaha Hari Haraye Namaha hari haraye namaha. O Tulsi Devi, beloved of Krishna, I bow before you again and again. My desire is to obtain the service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. For whoever takes shelter of you has their wishes fulfilled. Bestowing your mercy upon someone, you make that person a resident of Vrindavan. So my desire is that you will also give me residence in the pleasure groves of Sri Vrindavan Dham. For thus, within my vision, I will always behold the beautiful pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And so, I beg you to make me a follower of the cowherder damsels of Braja, the gopis. Please give me the privilege of devotional service and make me your own maidservant. This very fallen and lowly servant of Krishna prays, may I always swim in the love of Sri Sri Radha Govinda. Yani kani cha papani, brahmahatyadi kani cha, tani tani pranasyanti, pradakshina pade pade. Yani kani cha papani, brahmahatyadi kani cha, tani tani pranasyanti, pradakshina pade pade. Yani kani cha papani, brahmahatyadi kani cha, tani tani pranasyanti, pradakshina pade pade. When a person circumambulates Srimati Tulsi Devi, all the sins one may have committed at every step are destroyed, even the sin of killing a brahmana.